We're in the season that's all about change. The leaves turn from green to gold. We turn to our winter coats and sweaters. And the time changes to shorter days and longer nights. It's also a time of moving between worlds, when ghosts and goblins are part of how we think of what and who we've lost. This weekend, thousands of people around the Bay Area will be celebrating Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. It's a colorful event that can feel like a celebration while also offering an opportunity for reflection. In the past few years, though, the balance between cheer and solemnity has been changing, and some mission residents feel the meaning of Day of the Dead is getting lost. What's more, that loss reflects a change they're seeing in the neighborhood itself. Lila Day brings us the story. If you walk down Mission Street this weekend, you'll see family members holding pictures of loved ones in one hand and candles in another. You may see ofrendas, small altars set up to pay tribute to people who have passed away. It's a tradition that's been present in the mission for years, but how it's celebrated depends on who you ask.
To be completely honest, the only thing I know about the Day of the Dead, or Día de los Muertos, I think it's called, is from high school Spanish. They would hide like a skeleton in a cake.
I mean, I know it's been going on forever in different countries.
I love makeup and drag queens and stuff.
I go every year. I love it. A lot of people know what we're celebrating, and a lot of people don't, but that's okay.
Those were the voices of Corey Lambert, Jenna Barber, Chuck Dibben, and Connie Rivera. You can meet Rivera yourself on the corner of 24th Street and Bryant. She and her family run a local store called Mixcoatl Arts and Crafts that sells everything from Mexican wrestling masks to the small painted sugar skulls for the Day of the Dead. Rivera has lived in the mission for 25 years, and she's seen the celebration of the holiday change over that time.
And it's nice when you see people coming, bringing flowers or candles and that, but it's not nice when you see customs and all this party night.
Rivera thinks this shift away from the holiday's roots may have something to do with Day of the Dead falling so close to Halloween. But others think it's symbolic of how the mission itself is changing. Earlier this month, nearly 200 people gathered at the Brava Theater on 24th and York Street to protest the evictions of businesses and long-term residents.
This city is changing into a place where families are not welcome, where elders are not welcome, where artists are not welcome, where workers are not welcome.
Come on now.
That is sick.
The anti-eviction march is part of an ongoing campaign to show residents how the people who are being priced out are the very ones who make the neighborhood so attractive to live in.
What do we want? Rent freeze! When do we want it? What do we want?
The chanting that day ended at the Mission Cultural Center, where the Day of the Dead procession will be different from years past.
This year, we are taking Day of the Dead back.
Martina Ayala works at the center.
Really, the processions, you know, some of them have turned into Burning Man or Carnival, and that's not what Day of the Dead is about.
Ayala says this year the exhibit at the Mission Cultural Center will mourn the death of the old mission.
We are creating a procession that allows us to feel like we could bring our families. Many families are no longer going to the traditional processions here in the mission because there's too many people who drink and it's making it unsafe. And so many Latino families are no longer feeling part of something that is their cultural tradition for many years.
Inside the center, Ayala walks me through the altars. In one corner, there are two photos with candles. One is the image of the Virgin de Guadalupe, Mexico's patron saint. And the candle next to it has the Virgin's body, but her face is replaced with that of Facebook owner Mark Zuckerberg. Ayala points out others.
This altar is created by Anita de Lucio, and she is dedicating it to Discolandia, another record shop that was iconic that is no longer here.
These altars fall in line with the socially conscious exhibits of years past. But this year, it's more personal.
I just feel there's this cultural eviction that's going on, and it's creating this cultural tourism where they're just going to leave enough people to create a semblance of the mission. I think people should resist that.
Rene Yanez has been organizing Day of the Dead celebrations in the mission since the 1970s. He's part of the mission's art scene as a whole. When he says cultural eviction, he's talking about himself. After 35 years of living and making art in the mission, he was recently evicted under the Ellis Act. That's a state law that allows landlords to take back their units.
I'd like to stay in the mission, but I went and looked at a place 2 days ago. Yeah, I can't afford like $3,000 for a place that's smaller than mine now.
Rene Yanez is precisely the kind of person who residents like Martina Ayala of the Mission Cultural Center are trying to keep in the neighborhood. Yanez founded the Galleria de la Raza in the mission back in 1970, and he's curated exhibits and protests around everything, from denouncing apartheid to labor movements that march down Mission Street.
I mean, many in San Francisco say you are the mission.
Well, they call me el padrino.
Padrino, the godfather. For years, he's overseen the curation of the Day of the Dead exhibit at the South of Market Arts Organization. This year, his focus is a little different. Yanez and his partner both have cancer, and he's lost friends from the disease.
I'm also emphasizing cancer as a theme to the artist, so we can communicate to the audience within a realm of Day of the Dead.
Much in the way he's fighting his illness, he's decided to fight his eviction, because he's seen the consequences firsthand in other parts of the city.
I saw what happened to the Fillmore. There was a place called Minnie's Can Do. It's a wonderful place that was blues and jazz and cultural expressions of the neighborhood. But they tore all that down. They put this ugly gray buildings and took the soul out. Now they put other jazz there, but it's mostly like not for the people that live there, but for the tourists. It's happening to the mission, but should resist, should examine what it is that these developers and people are doing.
Yanez and his family have until July to find a new home. So this year he'll continue to celebrate Dia de los Muertos as he's always done, by going to art exhibits. And if you want to celebrate by partying, Yanez says good for you. He's not going to judge.
I try not to be judgmental, because in the beginning when I started celebrating Day of the Dead, people thought we were a death cult. In Day of the Dead, you know, it's not just mourning, but I do promote the sense about celebrating life.
In a way, that duality is built into Dia de los Muertos. And maybe it will become part of what it means to live in the mission as well. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.
Mucho cuidado, señores, porque la muerte anda lista. En el panteón de Dolores ya nos tiene una fosita para los compositores y uno que otro periodista, licenciados y doctores, todos están en la lista. Tucu tucu tiki taka, que recanija calaca.